Now we turn our attention to life science. It will be a busy fall at the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. It's investigating why this year's West Nile virus epidemic was the worst since it appeared in the U.S. 13 years ago. And here in New England, we have two additional cases of eastern equine encephalitis, bringing a total to six. We've also had two in Vermont, one fatality there. And we've had 16 cases of West Nile virus already here in Massachusetts. Joining me to talk about this is WGBH's Heather Goldstone, our science editor. Good morning, Heather.
Good morning, Bob.
Well, one of my first questions is, we've had certainly warmer than normal weather, and could this have led to the early reporting of these diseases and also the increase in numbers?
Absolutely. That could be one very important factor. As you said, the Centers for Disease Control are going to have their hands full over the fall investigating both of these outbreaks and trying to figure out more completely what all of the factors are. But heat is definitely going to be at the top of the list to look at. We have had one of the warmest 6 months on record, and that warmth starting back in the winter and early in warm spring and then a very hot summer extends the growing season for the mosquitoes. The heat can also speed up the life cycle and the growth of the mosquitoes and of the viruses, that West Nile virus and the triple E virus that is inside them. So it can actually increase the infection essentially within the mosquitoes. So heat can have an effect in a lot of different ways, and actually drought and weather can also potentially increase mosquito populations. So that's definitely going to be one of the major factors they're looking at.
And, of course, the way to fight this is by spraying, both aerial spraying of pesticides and ground spraying of pesticides. And there has been some controversy about that.
Well, you know, that's definitely one way to fight it. And yes, Massachusetts has been conducting aerial spraying this summer of a pesticide called sumithrin. And in a press release about a little over a month ago, they claimed that one weekend of spraying had reduced mosquito populations by about 60%. Now, as you mentioned, the environmental group, Public Employees for Environmental Responsibility, PEER, saw that figure and said, that looks really suspect. We don't think that aerial spraying is typically that effective. It may be reducing populations by 10, 20, 30%, but 60% seemed a little questionable to them. So they submitted a request for public records to the Department of Public Health to try to get the data that would support that claim. And it's been over a month now, and the Department of Public Health has yet to respond. So they're now waiting for an appeal to the Secretary of State to see whether or not they can actually sue the Department of Public Health to get hold of those records and see how accurate that claim of a 60% decrease in mosquito populations is. But, you know, they say that whether or not that's actually the case, there are a lot of other reasons not to spray. This pesticide, sumithrin, is extremely toxic to honeybees. It can also be toxic to aquatic life. So if it gets into the waterways, there can be problems there. And so, you know, there's kind of a trade-off, and even the Department of Public Health says that even with the spraying, the final way that you have to really protect yourself from infection is personal protection. So not going out, if at all possible, in the evening, in the early morning when the mosquitoes are most active, and keeping yourself covered with clothing and with pesticides,
right,
not just counting on the environmental spraying.
Well, thank you so much, Heather Goldstone. And you can find out more about the environment in Heather's blog, Living Lab, on our website, wgbhnews.org. Thank you, Heather.
My pleasure.